Hey, everyone. Thank you for downloading today's podcast.
We just did a big, long intro for the podcast and it turned out we weren't recording. So I think we'll just get straight into it.
Yeah, I think this is a podcast.
No, it was gold. You missed gold.
I just want to bring the LMFAO thing up. Now, somehow got to LMFAO. You might remember that band.
Yes. Yeah.
Should we play some of their music?
I'm sexy
first?
And I know it. Party rockers in the house tonight. Everybody gonna have a good time.
I'm sexy and I know
these
it.
These guys. So their uncle and
nephew.
I always thought Sky Blue was the uncle, but he's 33. Redfoo is 44.
He could still be the uncle.
Yeah, but maybe I've got it wrong.
No, they were related somehow. But you've got to remember the owner of Motown, is it Motown Records? He has 8 kids.
Mm.
Yeah, right.
So you've got to remember their ages are going to be very different.
Quincy, isn't it?
Who?
No.
Barry. Barry Gordy? What?
Oh. Well, it was Quincy Jones, the label.
That was the Jackson 5, wasn't it? Mm. Motown.
Yeah. Anyway, so wait.
I thought Sky Blue was the uncle, but Sky Blue's 33, Redfoo's 44.
He can still.
Yeah, but it just makes me question my fact.
Well, you've got an internet in front of you.
Yeah, and I'm looking around. I can't really find it. You've got an internet in front of you too.
Yeah, but you care.
Maybe everything in my that I've ever known is not real.
Well,
maybe
you did lose your ever-loving shit when you found out that Brandy was Ray J's sister.
Hey, hang as much shit on me as you want for that. I've never had so many text messages saying, bro, you blew my mind this morning. I did not know that shit either. What the? I was like, I know, right? It was like, oh, my God.
I don't think this one will
No, it's his nephew.
Reason.
Sorry, Sky Blue.
Yes.
Is Redfoo's nephew.
Nephew. Oh, I did have it the wrong
so
way
So it's the other
around.
Way around.
Yeah, what's Redfoo's right. real name?
Stefan.
Oh, so it'd be like Redford Fubert.
No, it's Stefan Kendall Gordy, because his dad is
Gordy.
Yeah, right. Who owns the record label. And Sky Blue is...
The nephew.
His nephew.
Okay, well, we got to the bottom of that.
Here we go.
But they're kind of, yeah, same age, really, hey?
Yeah. All right, well, let's get into the podcast, everybody.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. The Batuta Advocate, which claims to be Australia's oldest newspaper.
You're listening to the Daily Batuta News Wrap, live on Desert Rock FM.
We love the Batuta Advocate. It's a satirical newspaper. That is the key word here, satirical. It's a newspaper that takes the mickey, but people do confuse it. Specifically,
how do they get their money?
Advertising, probably.
But that's a good question.
Like, do they just do? Are they real journalists that just do it as a side hustle? Because
yeah.
No one's going to advertise real. Or do you reckon baby boomers are placing ads?
You can probably subscribe to it too.
Because it looks exactly like news.com sort of thing. So if you click on it, it looks real. It takes you to a real article, but the articles have enough sort of facts in it that you've heard in the headlines of maybe, you know, the Channel 9 news that, if you don't read too far, you can believe them.
It's how the Chaser Boys got started. They used to do a satirical newspaper and they'd print it out and send it out, and then it became the TV show and then on and on. So we might see a Batuta TV show soon.
Imagine if it's just news.com. Like, they just wanted to expand their horizons. So they go, for everything, every serious article that you write, you have to then go and write a fake one and just upload them on separate things.
A poor journalist actually submitted one as real and they're like, that's funny. And it's like,
But the boomers, they're gorgeous, aren't they? Cute. They do confuse the headlines with real ones. And then they hit the comments section, Maddie's place of entertainment. He loves to go to the comments sections and just have a gay old time.
Just here for the comments.
So we've got some of the best ones. I didn't know if you know this, but it was reported in the Batuta Advocate this week that, breaking news, DNA testing reveals Paul Vorton and Pauline Hanson are siblings. We both like fish and chips and we're both Queenslanders, Pauline says. Diane says, oh my God, that's shocking for both the families. All the best for you both. Heart, heart. They do. When you see a picture of them together, they could be.
Yeah. They do. Yeah. People have joked about that for a few years with him. Yeah. I don't think Fatty likes it too much.
No, okay.
Or Pauline has.
Well, I don't think Pauline would mind, but
you don't know that.
You don't know that. Obviously, in these times of social distancing, the Batuta Advocate reports, nation's tradesmen reminded that they also need to keep 1.5 metres away from cyclists while on the road, not just people when they're in their houses. Troy Buswell stirs up a classic argument. Cyclists should have to pay tolls as well.
Oh, that classic. Mm.
Good one.
Mm. Hey, just a side note, I'm on the Batuta website. Mm. Big W is currently advertising.
So they actually are.
They actually have advertisers.
Do you think they know?
Big W.
I don't know.
It's hard, it's getting harder and harder to tell by the day.
Catch.com also advertise. They've got real advertisers on here.
Yeah, right.
There's a Batuta Advocate book that you can buy as well.
There you go.
And a podcast, sorry, as you were.
There you go.
Oh, who's doing the podcast?
Don't know. We're going to have to have a
look.
You guys want to talk about it?
Like, why don't you get some... Well,
it's a full... They've set themselves up. They're a full-on empire.
Are we digging too deep? Is the truth going to come out? Why don't you play some of the podcasts next week to us?
Okay.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Well, that's just replaying their podcast.
Oh, well, sorry, mate. You're just retelling their stories.
No, but we're reading the comments.
Okay.
The Batuta Advocate, these guys' new favourite website of choice, has said, Nation's boomers excited for pubs to reopen after months without making any noise complaints. Karen says, I'm already warming up my 000 finger.
Oh, cute.
But, Karen, that's,
Karen. That's in the headline. Don't be a boomer, mate. Don't be a boomer.
I thought you were saying Karen went in the comments.
No, the comments from Nell McClellan, who says, from what I've heard, it's the young professionals in their 30s and 40s making lots of noise complaints, in places like Melbourne anyway.
Excuse me, but I have to go to the office tomorrow.
And lastly, the Batuta Advocate reports, this is hashtag breaking, Coles announces ban on its customers using Woolworths reusable bags.
I always think that if I take one... the opposition's bag into a store. Do you never feel guilty?
No, I don't.
Handing it over?
I don't.
I got a selfie with a lovely lady that had a Nova bag the other day.
See, that I'd refuse that. Burn the bag and get a photo.
Freebie, I understand that. Do you have a spare?
Well, Dan Chillingford has taken umbrage with this and he says, well, they're just going to have to arrest me then. Going to shop with any bag I like.
You can advertise with them. Because they've got over 4 million readers per month.
Yeah, it's huge.
Well, let's get our ads on there. Yeah, I'd love to. Opportunities across the website, brand awareness, podcast, social media content and video campaigns.
Would they let other media...
Contact us today. Yeah, I want to.
Advertise on their website.
Well, I will let you know once I contact them.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're a small and independent regional newspaper from far west Queensland.
Can you imagine their headline of us? Commercial radio station breaks format with two guys and a girl as the team.
We'll take it.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Can you make your hotline ring?
You can ask us anything. 131060, anything you want to talk about during first calls, you're more than welcome. $100 voucher to spend at Coles is up for grabs. You wanted to know if people have got border passes to go and visit, because you can print them out. You might have seen them in some of the cars. You put them on your driver's, on your passenger side, and they're a big A. Mm.
Well, see, you're in a similar boat. You want to go see your family in Adelaide, and my sister has had a baby. She's in Melbourne, and my mum is itching to go and visit the baby. Mm. And we hear that some people, you can go, some people saying you can't go.
It's easier if you drive, apparently.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's harder for the cops to get you?
No. I don't know. I think there's the requirements. But you've got to go online and say that you've either got an exemption on compassionate grounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now, James in Oxley, you've got one?
Yeah, I've got one. And the only box that you need to actually tick to get the form is to say that you're a resident of Queensland.
Okay, so what happens? You've gone online and filled it out, and you went over to the Tweed border to visit a mate. Is that right?
Yeah, I was at my mate's place in Tweed Head, and we just jumped on the computer, and there's a form. You just put your name, your number, then your address on it, and then your box that says you're a Queensland resident, and that's you done. Mm.
Yeah, see, I did the same, James, and it just instantly emailed me the big form to print out. But then it only was for driving. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would fly down to Adelaide, so I was like, I can't really. But I heard, James, that if you get stopped, you need to prove whatever box it was that you said. So have you ever been stopped at the border?
No, I wasn't stopped at the border, but even so, like, I've got Queensland plates and a Queensland licence.
That's what my mate Dan said. He lives on the Tweed too, and he said if you've got a Queensland license when you're coming back, they just let you through because the New South Wales border isn't shut. The Queensland one is.
Yeah. Right, so you can get out. They don't stop you from getting out.
No,
you're allowed out.
Yeah,
but they only let Queenslanders back in.
Yeah.
So technically, Queenslanders, we can go and come as we please.
Well, if you go onto the website, you do tick, and James, you might remember this, there is a declaration for false claims.
Right.
So there is a little box that you need to tick, and I'd probably suggest you read those because there are a set requirements.
Mm. Yeah, it's so confusing because this is what? Like James has just bailed out, caught up with a mate, and then...
Well, I don't know if you're... I don't know if you're allowed.
Well, it's almost like, I think the way it sounds like, then they've got James's details, so if he ends up being...
We're together, yeah.
Yeah, then they can trace his movement.
But like you said, you have to check because it was automatically for driving.
Yeah.
You know, so it depends if your mum was going to drive or fly.
Here's what that might help you. Ben, your parents are coming in from Adelaide, mate.
Yeah, my mother-in-law came from Adelaide. We got her an exemption online, like the previous caller said.
Mm-hmm.
But she got absolutely grilled at the airport, and she had to quarantine for 14 days.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because what did she take?
Yeah, so although we said it was compassionate grounds because I worked for the ambulance service.
Right. Yeah.
And we needed help with the kids and homeschooling and stuff.
Mm.
And yeah, nah, the cops absolutely grilled her and she had to stay in our house for 14 days.
Yeah, that's what I heard from someone else said, that you've got to prove that you are help care for the kids. They can't have other
people around.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
But she got in.
She had driven, like it probably would have been easier, but yeah, she got roasted at the airport. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, okay. I've decided to cancel. That's not worth it.
Mm. Yeah, it's a weird one.
I mean,
isn't it?
Look, don't get me wrong, I'm going to cancel at the last minute in case Anastasia
naturally
changes her mind.
I didn't want to say that because sounds like she's flippant, but
unless
she looks at our stats and realises.
If more information comes to hand that changes the situation we're currently in and these unprecedented times.
She has been so staunch on it. That she can't now. It's like you know when you fight your kid tooth and nail about something, and you ban them from the iPad, and then you realise the iPad ban is doing nothing but affecting your life.
And you want to give in, but you know that this will come to bite you, so you just
can't.
Go, no, I can't, because it makes me look like I'm not strong.
So we all need to annoy Anastasia till she'll break?
No, she can't
she
break.
Can't. Too far.
She can't.
It's gone too far.
She made a decision.
Nothing will break her.
No, she can't. She's
nothing
like, if I give you this... What else are you going to ask for me?
Yeah.
That's what she's...
Yeah, okay. That's how it works. We are the children, the border is the iPad, and she is the parent.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Carrie, you're on the air. What do you want to chat about?
Hello, good morning.
It's true, right? Is it true?
Yes. This is making me chuckle. You're right. I wanted to have a quick chat about a very important day that's coming up to me, International Bath Day, June the 14th.
Oh, that's something I can get behind.
It's the day that we celebrate Archimedes running around Starkers singing out Eureka. For me, it's a special day because that's when I chose to launch my company, BathCalm, and we're coming up for our first birthday. So I just wanted to shout it out.
What are they, BathCalm? Are they the ones where you can put...
It's a bath soak blend with Epsom salts, but what it does is it fuses aromatherapy and guided meditation. So it's another level in bath relaxation. You just fill the bath up, put
Pop
your soak in, and then play
bath
the meditation
calm.
And relax. Yeah,
bath calm. Yeah,
relax.
I'm into that. I love a good bath.
Me too. I got a bath caddy like you were talking about. Put that across the bath. Rest all my red wine and cheese on there.
You know what that means? It means I've got time.
Yeah.
That's what a bath means.
I've got so much time. I'm just going to prune up.
Yeah.
Do you know?
When's the last time you had a bath?
You know what? See, this is the thing. I love a bath, and every time I go stay in a hotel, I'm like, oh, they got a bath? They got a bath. Awesome. I'm going to have me a bath. Mm. Then we got a house with a bath. Very rarely have one.
He only used to have it when we had an old producer, and they used to
have one together.
Yeah, they used to bath together.
Yeah.
And used to
what
send photos
name?
To each
Tim.
Other. Tim, who's now almost married to his lovely male fiancé.
You actually did? Oh, I'm joking. You're being serious.
Yeah. We would text each other, 3, 2, 1. We'd hop in the bath.
That's it. That's interesting.
Tim broke your heart, didn't he?
He did a little bit. Yeah.
Your first always does.
Hmm.
He never went to bath with you in person, though, did he? Even though you asked.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Stav. We've worked with each other for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's something that has changed about you. Like, we've both changed over the years.
Certainly have.
You weren't grey when we started working together.
No, I was. Not as grey. I called it Camilla Grey.
Really?
She turned me.
Is it now Abby Grey?
There's a little bit of Matt in there.
That is so sweet. Thank you for the recognition. Can I have the grey in your beard?
I don't think you were, though. I've got to have a look at photos.
It only
went like grey probably around about like 4 years ago. What?
Did you used to dye it?
No.
Because there's nothing sadder than a man who dyes their hair incredibly dark, because purely just to hide the grey. Because men don't do upkeep the same way as women.
Yeah.
They go from like grey to like black the next day, and no one's allowed to say anything. Everyone ignores it on a man, and you're like, you were a silver fox yesterday. Today it's black.
I don't think you need to dye it, because I think grey hair is distinguished. I really don't think it's an issue. But since going natural hair colour, I have probably about once a week a girl come up to me and go, why isn't it grey? I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, oh, I said, I'm not that old. And they're like, no, you don't need to be old. I started going grey in my 20s.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, right.
Kat's hairdresser said the same thing to her. She said, you don't have very many greys.
Yeah. Research has now discovered what we've all believed, that it is due to stress. So you do start going grey, and they've linked it to the presence of a protein, mitochondria, which is linked to stress. So they're saying that if you are starting to go grey, if it's early, you can reverse it by taking away the stress in your life, if you want to.
Right.
I mean,
who wouldn't want to take away the stress in their life?
I know. I know. But if grey is such an issue to you and you just started going grey, they're saying that they've found a way that you can start reversing it. Apparently pharmaceuticals are putting so much money into this research to try and stop the process.
Well, there's a big market for it. I guess hair dye is huge. There's huge money in hair dye. So if you can turn it into a pill.
I think it's because girls think they want to go natural, then they go natural. And
yeah.
Is it always stress? Because I wasn't really that stressed when I was turning grey.
Sure.
But deep down. deep down. It's also discovered that beard and other areas can regain their colour after starting to go grey if you slow down the process of stress.
Well, there you go.
See, I've got
one. So you need to work
out
how to relieve it. Well, now's the time, Maddie.
I've got one beard tuft. I plucked them all out thinking that it was just a once-off thing. So I plucked them all out thinking they might come back, but they did come back.
And my beard's gone quite grey, and I look like Steve Martin down there. So.
Well.
Do you?
No, that was a joke.
I'm going to need some proof to see if...
I don't. So there you go.
All right.
How do you feel? What are you going to do if you go, like... Because you're only grey on the sides at the moment. And I think it's because usually you would do, like, a fade on the side, so you don't notice it as much. If you go all over grey, will you change your hairstyle, or what have you thought about that?
You mean dye, or, like...
Yeah, would you just be a full head shave? You know how some guys...
No, I don't care. Kat likes it, so it honestly doesn't bother me at all. I very rarely think about how old...
Because I think people associate it with age.
Aged I look.
But I think people associate it with age, but I'm finding that more people are going grey younger. Maybe we are more stressed. Maybe that's what's happening.
That's true. But Kat likes a silver fox.
Did you say he started going grey about 4 years ago?
When you started.
I was going to say, that's an interesting...
No, it was
who made Stab go grey? Yeah. 13, 10, 60. See if you can guess who was the biggest stress in his life.
I would love to hear from people who listen.
I'm going to go through the timeline and work out maybe it was Rory.
Rory's, what, 7, 8?
7.
I would just love to hear from people on 13, 10, 60. If you had to pick out of me and Abby, who do you think most likely sent Stab grey?
It would have to be you.
It wasn't 4 years ago, though.
We've got to find proof.
For the purposes of
because
this...
I literally used to call it Camilla Grey, and I would point at them when I was working with them, go, look what you're doing to me.
You're giving all the credit to Camilla, but she's not here, so... Yeah.
The credit of stressing me so much that
so
she
we want to know
gray.
Out of us.
I just saw 6 more pop up during that conversation. Doink, 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 doink.
Back to black.
Will you do a little phone call?
Back to black, back to black.
I'm finding old photos of you.
I'm a Holler Reed. I'm a Holler Reed.
See, look at that. There's no grey back in that photo.
No. That's... You've gone grey and stripped stacks of weight. Man, you're stressed as.
You all right?
No.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Oh, man, take a look at my life.
Neil Simon, great artist of the 70s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had all his vinyl.
I didn't know who that was.
Yeah,
thanks,
met
Stav.
Him once, a lovely guy.
Oh, Stav, we love you. Hey, we just bring to the table, there's a new study that's come out saying that if you're recently going grey, you can reverse it if you wanted to or embrace it, saying that it has been what people have always joked about, related to stress. I'm sure there are other reasons for it, but they're saying that there is a protein that is produced when you're stressed, and that is linked to the hair going grey.
A grey hair on a man can be sexy, though, right? That's where the term silver fox comes from.
No, I think sexy, but then I think that's unfair if you say it's not for women. No, I think we're so used to dyeing our hair as a woman. I think the problem is that people would like it all to be grey.
Yeah, I get
you. Or none to be grey. It's the in-between where I think we associate it with unkept, which is unfair.
Keanu's girlfriend, she's grey and she's hot.
Yeah, but she's all grey. See?
Yeah.
But then she would actually dye that.
Would she?
So what we are asking, though, is Abby, we flicked through photos. Abby said about 4 years ago is the point at which Stav started. You were already going grey, but the grey, like, accelerated.
Exploded.
4 years
ago. Had a grey explosion.
I'm looking at old photos of you.
We're trying to work out who is it that sent him grey, because I started this show with you guys 4 years ago.
And I would say when you started, there's a photo that I've got. And he's not that grey, Manny.
We all look very young in that photo, don't we?
Could have been Osha.
Oh.
You reckon it was Osha? We want to know.
There's
a little bit of a fun game.
There's so many options for you, isn't there?
Yeah. Who do you think stressed Stav out the most?
Shiva in the CBD. Who do you think stresses me out so much that they've sent me grey?
Actually, I think I'm because Labby, because he left you with Abby. So he's to blame.
So not Abby, it's Labby.
Well, he abandoned. So you're stuck with me.
Was that
a stressful time for you?
It was a stressful time for both of us.
Yeah, we didn't know if we'd have jobs after that.
Really?
Yeah, because he sort of left and we're all still on contract.
We were on holidays. So we didn't know if we were coming back.
Yeah.
That was a good time. Right. And that was like, stressful.
And he signed up for another job and, and we always said that we would never go behind each other's back and he did. It was a stressful time.
So
he did like trials in the studio when we'd left.
With other hosts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Oh, look, there's another future popping up.
So maybe you're right.
Maybe. We were both very stressed at that time.
It was just a weird thing. We felt abandoned.
So when he left, there was a chance that you thought they were going to end the whole show.
There wasn't a chance. They said they may.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we left for holidays not knowing if we were going to come back.
Right. Okay. Well, I think you're onto something there, Shiva. Lauren, you're on the air. We are taking votes here on as to who we think sent Stav grey.
The staff are holding up signs with people they think is grey.
Lauren,
Lauren,
who do you think?
Oh, I'm going with Matt, only because Matt, dude, you're like Stav's little brother, man.
That annoying little brother?
You said it, Abby, but... You know, you're like the little brother, dude. So I'm kind of like, maybe Matt.
So I'm tiring him out, you're saying? Like, I'm coming
you're
in
wearing
here.
Me down.
And he's just like, oh, God, he's it again. It was so much better, Mum and Dad, before you gave birth.
It was 3 years
demon
from
child.
Retirement.
You don't stress me out much.
Don't I?
Thanks, Lauren.
Much.
Thank you, darling.
Good stuff,
I'm so
Lauren.
Glad no one said me. Say look at me.
I think what we can take away from this is we all have made you grey as a team.
Well, don't sound like you're proud of it.
Well, mate, if there's anything, you know, good
proud
to come
of
out
I'd
of.
Like you to be less stressed.
Yeah.
I think I am stressed.
How's your jaw lot going, all right?
It's all right.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hello, Australia. I am Big Brother.
Big Brother, what are you playing at?
Big Brother, it is back. It's different this year, but Sonia Kruger is going to be hosting once again. Sonia, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you mean once again? This is her first time.
Didn't you do a Big Brother before?
I did. Yeah, I did. I remember I hosted back in 2015, 14, 13 when I was pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Not for those 3 years. No. I was pregnant for 3 years.
Yeah, I don't forget of Sonia's good work, Sonia.
Of course, because it changed the network. That's right.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. So back up on the Gold Coast, and now we're the Big Brother house has been rebuilt, purpose-built at Manly in Sydney, and it's pretty spectacular. I tell you what, I could live there for 2 months.
Now, of course, you're over at Channel 7 now, Sonia, and you used to be on 9 with David Campbell. I used to love watching you guys on that show.
Thank you.
Do you, like, is that sort of that thing when you spend a lot of time together with someone, are you guys having a break now, or do you still keep in touch? You know, when you work together with someone for years, you're like, okay, let's... Let's just give it some time.
He's asking for research when we're not working together.
He is dead to me.
Okay. No, I think that's the case.
No, we actually, isn't it funny how people stay in contact now? It's always through Instagram direct messages or Twitter or whatever. Dave and I text, you know, we tend not to have phone conversations so much, but we still like, you know, we're still across everything with each other. And
It's a tough one because when you work in a team, like, you know, you do on radio or on television and that, it's almost like a breakup if you leave. Like, if you're going to another network, you've got to go and tell them. How did that go when you essentially broke up with him? Because whatever you decide indirectly affects him, you know, they're going to bring in another co-host in and it's weird.
It's so true. It's like asking someone for a divorce.
It is.
I don't know why I'm laughing. That's not funny. I think what's interesting too is it was almost like they say it takes a woman 2 years to make the decision to leave somebody. Mm. And I think, you know, when you start, there are signals. And so it was like people were coming to me going, are you leaving? Are you leaving? Are you leaving me type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And at that point I was still making up my mind. And, eventually when I sort of confirmed it, it was kind of out there anyway, I think, you know, people sort of had connected the dots and, you know, I was just waiting for the right time.
Did he do that thing where he's like, I don't care, but then he was mean to you for a little while, and then he lavished you with love, and then he was mean to you again? Like.
Yes, actually he did. And then at the end, at the very, very end, when we did the big farewell, he cried, and that was like, oh, sad. Weak. Stop it. You guys are bringing out the worst in me.
What's going on? Hey, Sonia, you were hosting a red carpet where Ellen DeGeneres was the guest back in like 2013. And with everything that's going on about her being nasty, people are saying, what was your interactions like?
Yeah, you know what? It's really interesting, isn't it? Because I keep thinking back to that time when I met her in I think we were in Melbourne, weren't we? Mm. And she was really, she was quite nice to me, but I think she felt sorry for me, to be honest. Like, I think the way she looked at me was a mixture of sort of pity and...
You'll take it though, right? What's Ellen? You take it.
Why did she look at you with pity? Why do you
think
that?
Because I was making terrible jokes.
Yeah.
And also, I was nervous because it was Ellen, right?
Ellen,
and I've been a huge fan of hers for years. Mm.
Yeah, because you were hosting like the red carpet.
That's right. Yeah, she made an appearance in Melbourne. I think it might have been for Swiss Vitamins, and I think I was there to host it. Yeah, and I was so nervous. So she was quite sweet, but I, you know, who really knows, right?
Mm. Yeah. Mm. It is one of those things. I think where, you know, maybe some people have had some bad run-ins with Ellen, but there's so many of them now that I kind of go, where were all these people years ago? It's like, you know what I mean? All just pile, like, she's down at the moment, so they're all just piling on, like...
Yeah, I think, look, it's easy for things to be taken out of context too, you know? Like, you can be having a bad day and something happens that just tips you over the edge. Like, I have been known to gesticulate wildly and use some coarse sort of sailor-type language in my vehicle. Somebody does something dumb, right?
Are you a potty mouth, right, Sonia?
Oh, man, I can go off in the car if, like, you know, when you sort of, like, somebody does something stupid on the road and you're kind of like, and then they look at you through the car window and you go, okay, but I think they just recognised me.
Oh, no.
Has your daughter started repeating them in the backseat?
Well, look, I try to make sure she's not in the backseat.
We all try, but sometimes.
Sometimes you forget, don't you?
Yeah.
You forget, and that's really... And she pulls me up. She doesn't even... Like, I have tempered my language, obviously, but if I say to someone, wow, that is so stupid, she'll be like, Mummy, that's a bad word. I'm like, no, stupid is not a bad word. But then I start thinking about it, I'm like, oh, it is kind of bad, you know? So I'm glad she's there to keep me in line.
The best is when they...
Otherwise, people are going to start calling me Ellen.
The best is when they pick up phrases and then you and your partner get
try
to go,
work out
now, that's definitely
that's
you.
You say that all the time.
I do not put those words together. That one's you.
Yeah. Like, when they say things like, are you kidding me? Yeah. Are you for real?
Hey, Sonia, we are looking forward to it. It's coming June 7 on 7. Big Brother, you are going to be hosting... Oh, June 8,
June 8,
is it?
June 8, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
so long weekend, yeah. Monday night.
We just did 7 because it rhymes ready. With 7.
Yeah. Oh, and it's on my sheet, so I'm just reading from the sheet.
Well done.
You know what it's like when you get the auto cue.
You've been there for ages, haven't you now?
Yeah, it's been a while.
You've been doing the show for
ages. Yeah, Stav's doing 15 years. And, it sounds like he's doing time.
He still hasn't improved. It's amazing.
Thanks, Sonny.
We love you, Ellen.
All right, there it is. Sonia Kruger. Nice to chat this morning.
Love you guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Fortnite's popularity is booming.
Fortnite.
I love Fortnite.
I would honestly love to know people's opinions on computer games and what is appropriate for certain ages. Because my son's 8.5. And
or 8.5.
8.5. I gave
closer
that to make myself feel better. Yeah, exactly a half. It's in December. But he's quite a mature 8.5-year-old.
Yeah.
He's just quite a smart boy. But at the same time, emotionally, he is only 8.5.
Mm.
And he likes playing Fortnite. And I didn't look into it, I'll admit. And then I looked at it, and it's 12, I think the age is for it.
You did ask me if I thought it would
and
be.
And you said it was graphic, so it's okay.
I said it was cartoony, so it's okay. Violence.
Stav said it was very graphic, so I'll let him play.
Sorry. Finny has made the rule, and this is something that he sort of said. He goes, it doesn't really frighten me. I don't think it's a concern. I would never play anything that looks real life.
Mm.
So obviously he's parenting me. But it just came about because I was at the park with a friend and she's like, do they want to come over? And, the kids like playing Minecraft. And Finny was like, oh, Minecraft's a bit of a baby game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, sorry. And she's like, oh, well, Fortnite's banned at our household. I was like, okay. And then another friend gave a call on the weekend and said, can he come over and play? I said, no worries. And they said, oh, just so you know, the kids are going to play Fortnite. Is that all right? And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Because they're all the same age,
yeah.
So there's all different rules.
Mm. See, Xander has just, we've just let him have Fortnite. He's wanted it for forever.
Mm. He's
He is 6.
And a half.
No, he's just.
Four months? 4 months? 6.
That's old enough then. Almost 7.
But we have the issue with him and computer games is he has an 18-year-old brother.
Mm.
Now, Xander loves his brother, and Xander loves video games. Mm. Like, he watches this family FGTV on YouTube, and all they do is play video games.
Yeah, right, yeah. I get that.
So what we have with Xander is Xander's kind of exposed to it anyway because he watches Ethan play.
Well, I have the same issue in my house because my husband.
And how do you say, like, obviously, you know, there's some games that Ethan won't let Xander watch him play, but you say to Xander, no, you can't watch the game Ethan's playing.
Yeah.
All he wants to do is go in and watch it.
Because I guess it's the same as movies, isn't it?
Like, yeah, I mean, some are extremely violent and graphic.
Well, it's hard because Finny was like, oh, I don't want to watch this. It seems a bit scared because it was a bit spooky, and that was PG.
Mm.
I was like, okay, no worries. But then he'll watch other ones that are, you know.
Depends on context, I think. You know, if he can clearly see that it's made up. But
do you believe that video games can incite violence or behavioural problems in real life?
I never really did. And even with movies and stuff, you know, people say people watch violent movies and they become violent. And I never really got that. And a mate of mine said to me, if you see a comedy, what's the first thing you do when you go out? You go and say all the jokes and do the impersonations. This is back when I was doing Ace Ventura impersonations and stuff. And I realised that some people, if you were mentally unstable, then it could have an effect. But I think with anything, like if when Rory's watching YouTube and I let her play some of my computer games, if you're there watching them, then, you know, you have to be
because it's a weird one. I don't let them watch the news.
No, I don't let Rory watch the news.
Because I think that's too
That's true.
Graphic,
she watches that at the
and I think that's too doom and gloom and there's often footages. And I kind of go, it's true and we'll talk about it. Like we've been talking in depth at night about what's happening over in America and how we don't have prejudice and stuff. So we have those chats, but I wouldn't let them watch the news.
Yeah.
See, well, it is hard too because we don't let Xander play Grand Theft Auto, although he really wants it, but he knows what it is.
Mm.
All the kids at his school, they all know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm going to let him because it's a terribly bad, you have to be at least 18 to play that. But you do, I think at some point you've got to let them do something. Like Fortnite, I'm playing it with him now and it is like watching a cartoon.
It's cartoony violence.
Especially Maddie's coming each day going, okay, I'm second.
I know, he's getting right into it.
So this
it
is annoyed a bonding thing for you guys.
Yeah. And because Xander knows all about it, so he tells me what to do. I'm headless, I came second. Some 12-year-old beat me yesterday.
That's always the way.
It's more addiction though as well.
That's
what I kind of go, and that's why I time it. Like I'm like, you're only allowed, because I always think Finny would sit on the iPad all day.
Well, 13, 10, 60. Let's open the phones. We want to know, a lot of families have to deal with this because video games are very popular. So what is the appropriate age? You know, like what are the ages that you set for your children to move into different types of games?
Mm. Does Rory play it?
What it?
Like Fortnite, would you let her?
I don't like Fortnite, so I downloaded it and didn't get it, so no. But I just downloaded a game called Maneater, where you're a shark and you eat things, and it's awesome, and that's all you do. And I let her play that.
Well, so you're enforcing your crap games on her?
It's a great game. You eat people.
I, like, I don't want to play video games, Dad, because these are...
Well, awesome. I also, because we have the VR, so I let her play a lot of the ones where you move. Beat Saber is very good for kids, because it's moving and rhythm and stuff. And like, if you Google, you can find kids' games that are good.
You should do a YouTube video.
Yeah.
The games for kids.
Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Fortnite's popularity is booming.
Fortnite.
I love Fortnite.
In our house, our reward is being able to play computer games. So they're not allowed it during the week, but if they're well behaved, then they can play it for a little bit on the weekend. And my son likes Fortnite, but then with two different friends, they've had different opinions on whether he's old enough to play it. He's 8 and a half.
It's tough with the shooting games and things, like even Call of Duty and that, you know.
Call of Duty I haven't, because that's more violent, right?
It's violent and highly realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I used to play that with Ethan when he was 11.
Mm.
So... I stopped playing with him when he was about 12 because he started beating me.
And he's the calmest and most adjusted boy I've met.
And that's the thing. I think some kids it's bad for. Some kids these shooting games aren't as great
for. But then how do you know? That's the whole thing. But 13, 10, 60, what's your opinion on it? Computer games and ages for kids.
Christina in Carolee, what do you think?
Hi. Well, I've got a 10-year-old and I've got a 5-year-old and I have reclaimed back my son. No more Fortnite. I'm done.
Mm. Oh, okay. How long were they playing it for? Would you say like a day or a week?
They were playing a little bit through the week and on the weekends. But when I saw the obsession with my 5-year-old, it's all he can think about day and night. I just said that's enough. So just on the weekends for a treat.
That is the other thing. Regardless of the violence that we've sort of been focusing on, the addiction to it.
Yeah,
and
if I start getting obsessed over the iPad or screaming, then I have to have a break.
Mm.
Shane's in Pine Mountain. You are a teacher, so we let the kids play Fortnite at home and then we send them off to you. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, we have to clean up the mess at school, unfortunately. The caller beforehand said exactly the same thing I wanted to say around addiction, but it's also got to do with the intent of the game. If the game is about violence, it doesn't matter whether it's a cartoon version, whether it's highly graphic, whatever. It's the actual intent that sits behind it, and we have to deal with that in the school ground. There's kids that are highly addicted that cannot have the maturity to be able to cope with what they see. It's just not a great environment for the kids to play in.
Yeah, fair point. Well, Shane, what happens, do you think, at a certain age that they're able to control that then?
I think they need to be a mid-teenager. I personally think that around 15, 16, they've potentially got the social exposure to be able to deal with what they see and process it. I think anything younger than that, there's just not the maturity there for them to be able to cope with what they are seeing. And once again, it's about the intent. So it's the intent of the game. Killing is killing. It doesn't matter what form it appears in. But if you've got a human killing another human or even implying that that's happening, that's the thing that you've got to deal with. So it's very different from when we were kids in the 80s, you know, playing Oil Panic and Mickey and Donald and those sorts of games. They were all about skill and problem solving.
Yeah.
This is not about skill and problem solving. This is about the intent to harm.
Remember California Games?
Great game.
I had to do the frisbee. Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I've never thought of that, show.
Glenn is in Mount Ominey. Mate, you play Fortnite as well?
No, just the kids play
just
Fortnite.
Kids. Right. Yeah, right.
They played it through the lockdown, but they've adapted really well since they're back at school.
So you've found that they've been able to, when they're at home, they can play it. But and I found this with Xander. He's only in the early days. He does get sick of it and turns it off and goes and does something else.
That's
are your kids at that point, or are they addicted?
They're at that point. They've adapted really well to back at school, and you know, we have a big chat to them, my wife and I. So
yeah,
that's the way to do it. I think there was a bit of that fear because everyone was letting their kids have more screen time during lockdown, you know, and it was going to be hard to snap back, but. Yeah.
I think they've got to find games with better intent.
Well, Minecraft, he was in for a while. That's good. It's world building and, yeah, that's very creative. So
some things happen to the pig, though.
I don't want to know what happened to the pig.
Don't you kill the pig?
You can kill the sheep.
Yeah. That's the thing. Minecraft, it's about building and stuff, but you do still kill stuff in it, you know? You just don't get cool guns.
You just can.
Well, yeah. Well,
you can leave the sheep alone if you want.
Same in Fortnite. You don't have to shoot everyone. You can run around.
You can just
keep running.
Yeah.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Hey, we're going to play Alpha Bucks, the Lucky Dip Edition. We'll do that tomorrow. Your letter is?
Is, I looked at it before, but that was so long ago now. B for banana.
Staff, Abby and Matt's Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Lucky Dip Edition. If you get on, you're guaranteed to win the prize of the day. If you do get 10 out of 10 in the new financial year, when it's not as unprecedented and the money flows again, we will get you back to play for $10,000. All right, let's see who is on this morning.
Who's on this morning is Christine from the Narangbar. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Okay, you have got four big clues up your sleeve already, haven't you?
Yes.
All right, so you know that the letter is G for Gorgormobile, and
yes,
you're going to have 30 seconds on the clock. Abby's going to ask you questions. Say pass if you don't know to give yourself as much time, and we can only accept each answer the once, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right.
Yes, you got clues, yeah. G for Gorgormobile. Here we go. Name a web company.
Google.
Name a colour.
Green.
Name a mobile phone model.
Galaxy.
Name a fast food chain.
Guzman and Gomez.
Yeah. Name a movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Name a type of alcohol.
Gin.
Name an overseas city.
Greece.
Name an R&B artist.
Pass.
Name something in a car.
Oh, you went strong at the start. Greece is a country, not a city. That's a shame. I would have answered the same thing, Christine. Yeah, don't you worry.
You were still begging her to
win. I gave you a tick. I ticked it off and I could see the producers going, no, Matt.
No. You could have had my hometown, Glasgow, for that one. So.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So 6 out of 10 this morning. Great work.
Thank you.
Right now, though, it's over to the prize room and let's find out what is it that Christine has won this morning.
You've just scored yourself a $200 voucher to AP Aqua. AP Aqua, cute cozzies, race suits and accessories. You can visit them at apaqua.com.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much.
Good stuff. Thanks for playing this morning, Christine.
Aquatic.
Aquatic, sorry.
AP Aquatic.
I can see everyone trying to look at me like, what?
Cute cozzies.
It's AP Aquatic, so apaquatic.com.
What did you say?
Aqua.
I said aqua, but it's not.
Left out
the tick. Aquatic. Aquatic. So if you want to go race suiting, cozzies.
You want some cute cozzies?
Who doesn't want cute cozzies? Why would you just want cozzies?
Well, that's true. All right, we'll play the Lucky Dip Edition. Same time tomorrow here at Hit 105. It's Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Just a small bump and bone. In
4 months you're brought to life. Yesterday there was a post on Mumsnet which made me giggle because she started by saying, I don't want to annoy anyone by asking this.
That's the same as saying no offence.
But... No, everyone's taken it really well because I think a lot of women they like to hold childbirth as I achieved that. It was so painful when I did it and as a badge of honour. And I say, yeah, for sure, do it, of course. And it's something that women go through that men don't and maybe don't understand. But she's posted, this is my first baby. I'm incredibly nervous and I'm obsessed with how painful it could be.
Mm.
I want to ask, is there any pain that ladies have experienced that's worse than childbirth?
Ah.
And 131060, if you want to add to this. Because one lady, the first lady, wrote back saying, I know you want me to give you an answer, but no. There is nothing worse than childbirth. Although you forget about it, I went back 3 times.
What about when you get that little bit of nail there and
you go to peel
it off and it goes right down?
But some
you know what's worse than that? In these unprecedented times, everyone's using hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
When you've got that little rip and you put hand sanitizer into it, it's sting-a-ling-a-ling.
Sing it, sister. That'd be up there.
We don't have any knives in here, do we? Just want to check that before we
Is there any ladies that can call up, please? 131060.
You pushed your chair away too.
There are some ladies that have taken it seriously and they've said, yes, I had a twisted ovary. It was the worst pain I've ever been through. It was worse than childproof. Someone said a colonoscopy without a sedative or pain relief.
Kidney stones, I think would be.
Kidney stones is up there. Kidney stones, 6 hours of transition because you've got to
pass it through your urethra and it looks like passing a pebble.
Oh,
colonoscopy, that's the camera up there. Isn't it?
Yes.
Check what's going on.
Yeah, but the cameras have gotten a lot smaller.
But said it was over 40 minutes and that was really...
All right. Well, 13, 10, 60. We got a full board of calls here. I'm nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Don't be nervous. She's asked a question. I mean, obviously, you guys didn't take it seriously, but
we did. We did in the end.
There's a lot of women that have experienced both, so I'd love to know.
Would you take a man or two saying what they think is more painful than you can say no?
You can say no.
If they think...
if they're brave enough.
I'll take it.
Okay. 13, 10, 60. You know our number. We're going to get you on. What is more painful...
Then childbirth.
Childbirth.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. You're just a small bump and bone.
In 4 months, you're brought to life. There's a lady posted on Mum's Net. God, it's fun there. I love that place. It's just a lot of people being honest. And she's posted saying, I'm really nervous about giving birth for the first time. What's more painful than giving birth? What's more painful so that she can relate to it?
She needs some comparison.
It's funny because it doesn't actually have on there putting hand sanitizer into a cut, like you said. A lot of ladies.
I better jump on it.
Ladies have been honest with it. They said, look, I've got to be honest. I had a tooth removed without pain relief.
Oh, God.
And that was more painful.
Right.
But there's other people that have submitted it. And we want to know, 13, 10, 60, what is?
And, of course, everyone's pain is different, so it'd be interesting to hear the answers. Susie in Blackstone, what do you think? What's more painful than pregnancy?
Yeah, right. So I had a cesarean, and going to the toilet to do number twos 5 days after giving birth was way worse than anything I experienced at the hospital.
Oh. Do you know what I do,
giving
Susie?
Birth again.
Do you know what I do? I know this is what my friends think I'm crazy, but my birth, my present to them is I always take pear juice.
And fiber.
Yeah.
It's like the most... non-romantic president.
No, but it's thoughtful.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of your bowels.
Yeah.
Jamie in Mount Cotton.
Morning, everyone. Morning. Having a gallstone attack.
What is a gallstone?
Your gallbladder breaks down all the fat in your body. So basically it's not breaking it down. It just turns it into a hard mass. And I had a massive attack where my whole gallbladder was just absolutely full, so I had no idea. So it was just one big attack.
Oh, so do you need to get them removed?
Yeah, I actually ended up in hospital and had my whole gallbladder taken out.
Wow. We've had about 7 or 8 listeners call up and say the same thing, Jamie, that gallstones are extremely painful.
Excruciating.
Yeah.
Okay. And obviously, does it ever grow back?
Well, my gallbladder's taken out. So,
oh, right. You know how some can grow back, sorry?
What can grow back?
The
fatty food. The stones or the bladder?
No, some different
organs don't grow back.
Some can, if you got them removed.
Can they?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like, can I just regrow a kidney?
I don't think that they can. I'm going to put a 50 on the fact that organs don't grow back.
My mum had one removed. It's
the
not
appendix.
Like a... No.
The spleen.
Spleen!
Spleens can regenerate. But I don't know if they can grow back completely.
Oh, I don't
know.
Anyway, what's regenerate? What's that then?
There still has to be some spleen in there for it to start regrowth.
Yeah, right.
Why don't you need it then?
It's a evolutionary, same with the appendix. It used to do something, doesn't anymore, don't know what it used to do.
Angela, we are discussing what is more painful than childbirth?
Breaking bones.
Oh, yeah?
What did you break, Angela?
I have broken my arm, my left and right arm many times, and just the pain, the excruciating pain from breaking it, it just makes you sick to your stomach. Mm. And even when I see people break bones now, I get the pain.
And awful. Has anyone here broken a bone?
No, not like that. He broke his leg.
Yeah. Your ankle.
Playing rugby league. Remember, I had to have two surgeries.
Look at you've gone through childbirth.
Oh, come on.
I didn't want to say it. Yeah. But thank you for recognising me.
You walked around.
Angela, how have you broken so many bones?
I guess just bad luck.
I didn't know if you did adrenaline sports.
Sarah, what is more painful than childbirth?
I've given birth twice, and I have also had my tonsils removed as an adult, and that was far worse.
Remember they used to take tonsils out all the time? Now they only take them out if you have severe tonsillitis.
And Yanni, is it?
Johnny, yeah.
Hey, Johnny.
What's worse than giving birth?
Oh, having a heart attack.
Okay. Yeah.
I reckon you're pretty right there. Mm.
Yeah. I've had 3 kids, and honestly, the childbirth was nothing like in pain. Like, I didn't have pain relief or anything.
Mm.
And, I don't think childbirth that bad.
Wow. How are you now, honey?
I'm okay, yeah. Like, when I first had the emergency chest pain, I was rushed in to hospital with pleurisy. They said it was like a pleurisy thing, but then, like, many months later, they did scans in my chest and said, you actually had a heart attack back then. So it was pretty intense.
And when you hear heart attack, you just picture a 50-year-old man, don't you? You don't think...
I'm 50.
Yeah, but you're not a man, are you? Just...
No.
you sound quite young.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
people,
obviously women can have
it
them.
It is interesting, isn't it, where people have, like, severe pain and they've got... and they don't realise for after, but they put them on the monitor that they've actually had, like, even multiple.
Mm.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
5G, a new faster network that has the potential to transform the internet.
Hundreds of people breached social distancing measures against vaccines and 5G technology.
We were speaking to someone who thinks that, would you say conspiracy?
Yeah, it's a bit conspiracy-ish.
There's a lot of Facebook groups that have started saying, and protests that happened saying that 5G is responsible for COVID because they believe the areas it's gone up, it's lowered people's immune system.
Yeah, this was sort of his argument for it.
Electromagnetic radiation has an accumulative effect on the body, and definitely it compromises the body's immune systems. So that enables it open up to be susceptible to all sorts of attacks and be able to be affected by common things, including, like, you know, common colds and flus, etc.
Now, we actually will explore anything on this show.
We had a flat earther as well before.
Yes. Yeah. Almost convinced me.
If you've listened for long enough, you'll know that we'll go anywhere. And we did receive a few messages when we spoke to that guy, one of which stood out, and that was, why are you guys giving this guy airtime? You're helping encourage this. You suck. Oh. So in response to that, we wanted to get the other side of the argument on. Now, Angus didn't send that message. That was someone else. Angus is an expert at Finder. You're the expert of technology. Angus, is 5G making us more susceptible to viruses?
No, it isn't. It really isn't. There's no evidence, there's no scientific basis for making that kind of claim. So, yeah, it's surprising that it becomes as widespread as it is, but there's really just no research, no basis whatsoever to sort of underpin that argument.
Hey, Angus, one thing when we're speaking to the guy, I think his name was Paul, he was saying that all he wants is evidence saying that the government or whoever it is has done research to prove that it's safe. Has that been done?
It absolutely has been done. Like, these areas are monitored very closely because, yeah, it's right to be concerned about the impact of any new technology on our health. But, yeah, there's a starting premise, which is that you can have an accumulative effect of electromagnetic emissions, simply isn't true, because those, the kind of emissions you get from your mobile phone, much the same as the ones you get from your microwave, they're non-ionizing. They can't change the actual physical structure of cells. There are forms of radiation that can do that. Those are the ones that are used for X-rays and for radiation therapy for cancer patients. But it's simply not possible for that level of electromagnetic emission to actually make those changes. So the underlying level of that just doesn't hold up. On top of which, these are monitored regularly. There are reports for every tower that gets rolled out to show what levels of emissions are coming from that. And they're like a fraction of the accepted safe level for those emissions. So it's really, it's a little frustrating when people say these things because there's just no factual basis for them.
Angus, when 5G does roll out, then would we be able to hear you clearer? Like, is that what's going to happen?
That definitely will be one of the benefits because, at the moment with mobile networks, we use them relentlessly, but the more people that are using them, the trickier the reception can get. So one of the big benefits of 5G is the ability to have it clearer and faster for more people. So you no longer have that problem of, I've gone to the footy and suddenly my phone's not working at all.
Because you do, as you said there, radiation is used to treat cancer. So, I mean, in theory, if the radiation is up... There should be no cancer. It's killing cancer cells. You know what I mean?
That's a bit different.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they say radiation causes cancer. What would you say to people in that argument?
Well, again, you've got to understand that radiation is not just one thing. It's not just a case of saying, oh, well, radiation just goes this way or that way. You've got to look at what is the specific type we're talking about here. Can that have any effect on cells? What does it do? And in the case of the emissions that you're talking about in terms of 5G, there just isn't that relationship.
Right.
Right. What about, like history has shown, at the time where a new technology has come along, it has been proven to be safe, and then years down the track, it has been proven that actually we missed something and it isn't safe and it causes tumours or it causes cancer. Is there any, and I'm talking like smallest amount of possibility, that 20 years from now we could look back and go, actually, 5G does damage something?
I would say no, there is no chance of that, just because of the actual experience of what we had of knowing about things that work versus things that don't. When we've had technology that's been damaging, actually, we tended to know about that at the time, and just some people have gone, oh, well, we'll just go ahead and do it anyway. But, I mean, there have been lots of studies in this area. It's not the case that people are going, oh, well, this is safe, therefore we'll do nothing about it. There have been no studies to try and assess if there's any connection whatsoever between these things, and so far none of them has turned up any compelling evidence for that being the case. The studies continue because that's the function of science. You don't just assume something is a given. There's always the chance that your hypothesis will improve over time, but overwhelmingly so far we just haven't seen that evidence.
Okay.
Mm. I'll be honest, I don't believe the 5G people. They are fun to talk to, Angus.
Well, as you said, you're willing to go anywhere and you're willing to explore anything. And, yeah, sometimes those kind of people are going to pop up.
Yeah, and I think that is a fascination with the
what
world as well.
What conspiracy should we do next?
Yes. You know, like, it's. I think the interest in it is just hearing how people have gotten to it. And those people can be very passionate about their beliefs.
Mm. Well, often it comes from something that has happened to them. Like, when you say the anti-vaxxers, often it's come from they've had a child who does have an illness and they want to find a reason for it. That's why I think it's quite hurtful to the people that do have kids with illnesses saying that anything was to do with their fault, which it's not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my biggest issue now, Angus, is I'm going to have to spend a fortune to upgrade my phone to get the sweet 5G.
Yeah, do you have to upgrade things?
Yeah, if you've got a model that you bought in about the last year, you might be okay. Not if you've got an iPhone yet, but yeah, if you need to have a 5G receiving chip in your phone. So yeah, so if you've got an older phone, if you've been hanging on to for a couple of years and the screen's cracked, then yeah, you're not going to be getting the 5G benefits until you finally pull your finger out and upgrade.
Way to hack it on the cheap.
By the time they're really widespread, there will be some cheaper devices out there, because we see this with phones all the time. It starts out, the first one that comes out is that super expensive $1,000 version, but if you hang around long enough, there's going to be something that'll pick it up that's going to be in that sub-$100
range. That's a conspiracy in itself.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Angus, the technology expert at Finder. He says 5G, completely safe.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Your headline ring.
Can ask us anything. Anything you want to talk about, you are more than welcome in Last Call. 131060 is our number.
Joel's on the air from Brassall. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Good. Just backing up what old matey said about the 5G towers. We make them here in Ipswich, and anyone who puts them up or anything like that, no one's got coronavirus or anything.
You make them.
We actually make the tower, the base for it to go on top of.
Yeah, right.
Because we were trying to find them yesterday in the city. How many have gone up? Do you know that, or are you just into the...
I don't know about that, but we've been putting out batches for close to a year now.
Do you, when you bring this up, do you get people saying, like, how dare you, like, spread the virus?
We've had a couple of mates say stuff like that, but...
Wow.
Like I said, I work on this stuff all day, every day, and I don't have it.
Joel, do you know what I always find too? The mates that I have, he'll say stuff like that. They'll be like, I can't believe the government doing all this stuff. It's all going to kill us, you know, eventually. And then they pull a durry out of their top pocket and light it up and they go, it's just ridiculous.
While they're on Facebook using 5G.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous, mate. Yeah. Yeah.
You got to get better friends.
Nah, I like my friends. They're good. Good on you, Joel. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Anonymous is giving us a call. What do you want to talk about, Anonymous?
Well, I want to have a whinge for all the women out there, or men, for the virtual simulators, the V8 supercars that are now being gamed, and all those grown men that are purchasing these bloody games and sitting around and stealing TVs off the wall to make these games better. Mm. It is driving me insane, and I know there's hundreds of women and men out there that are suffering.
Is your husband doing well playing?
Oh, my God, he is such a child.
Who's his team of choice?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I don't care.
Have you got into it, Abs? Because they couldn't do it live. They've gone virtual. And all the...
Yes,
I like
so now everyone thinks they're a race car driver.
Yeah. Yes, well, yeah. I like being it there, and I like hearing it.
Right.
Me too. I love
it.
Them.
Mm. Oh,
if
good.
It's in my lounge room and there's an actual like race, someone that thinks that they're a race car driver
is very different. Yeah.
But the race car drivers are racing as well, though.
They are.
It's a computer game.
Yeah, it's a computer game.
It's a computer simulation of real life.
Sorry, he's a gamer, I'm into the V8, so.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, I feel everyone out there that's suffering and losing their TVs on their walls because someone's upgrading with 5 TVs or something ridiculous.
Wants to get that round.
I mean, I guess they want the crowds there, but it's pretty isolated sport.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, true. The drivers aren't going to catch it, that's for sure. They got their helmets on. Hey, Emily, you're on the air with us. Tell us, what are you going to talk about in Last Calls?
Well, hey guys, first of all, good morning.
Morning.
I've got a little bit of a dilemma. I'm going into the salon for the first time, well, the nail salon. Mm. I normally just get a classic French tip, but thinking about jazzing it up with a bit of glitter. I just wanted to take your, like, you know, your guys' thoughts on the thing, whether I should, you know, jazz it up a bit or just...
Glitter gel.
You like the glitter gel? What about the beads? Would you ever go those? You know, you can get the stick-on ones. Do you guys like those?
I'm very plain, you see. So
yeah. What's your thoughts on those, guys? Do you like them?
I, Emily, like just the basic colour.
Mm.
Now, if you do, but if I always see the long nails, and if they've got like little cakes on them or little things like that, I always...
You like a bit of nail art sort of thing.
No, I don't like it.
Do you know, Emily, I met the lady who had the longest fingernails in the world.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I was sitting next to her in Vegas. We were both at the cafe there.
Mm.
And it was fascinating to watch
her. I was going
to
say, it'd be amazing to see them try and do everyday tasks.
Yeah. She wasn't bad. That's the whole thing. She was saying, there's nothing I can't do. And I said, go on, pick your nose.
Mm.
But she had a partner. She did have a partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long were they, though? Because they actually get to the point, I've seen them on Guinness World Records, where they go brown and they sort of start to curl around.
Wow. Hers was curled around in a big sort of thing, so they were huge. But
how did she not break them?
Coffee.
Did she tell you how she didn't break them?
No. She was a lovely lady.
But I was like, why?
She was there for the competition.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always think whatever makes you happy when you look down at them, Emily. Mm. You know how sometimes when you get them done, you regret that colour? But whatever makes you happy. Sometimes you try and censor yourself whether you're there going, oh, I shouldn't get an outlandish one.
I'm sort of like that at the hair salon. Should I get bangs or not? You do it and then you regret it completely.
But none of it's permanent, so give it a crack.
Yeah, no, that's it.
You know?
Might go with a bit of glitter today, and worst case, four weeks' time, I can get it replaced with the new tool.
There you go.
No worries.
Solving all of life's big problems. Good on you, Emily. Thanks for calling this morning.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Earlier on the show, we were talking about what was more painful than giving birth. Someone was saying gallstones.
Mm-hmm.
She had to get it removed, and I apparently asked a stupid question you guys made out, can they grow back? And you were like, no way. Organs can't grow back, and you even made a bet, Maddie.
Yeah, I've got the audio here if you want to hear it. Come on.
I actually ended up in hospital and had my whole gallbladder taken out.
Does it ever grow back?
Organs don't grow back.
Some can.
Can they?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like, can I just regrow a kidney?
I don't think they can. I'm going to put a 50 on the fact that organs don't grow back.
Tonsils are an organ. They can grow back. The liver can grow back as well, because sometimes when you get them removed, you don't get it wholly removed as well.
Best news ever.
But you know what the
annoying
thing is?
That's regenerating. That's not growing back. You want the whole... If you take out a whole organ...
So if you cut down a tree, would you say that it's grown back?
Nah, because it's still there. It's just reshooting.
So you can reshoot an organ?
Well, the medical world says it grows back.
It grows back.
Anyway, he made a $50 bet, but the thing is, in true Maddie style, I was so excited. He's like, don't you owe me for a bet? And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, see, I don't claim on my bets, but if you want to start claiming, I'm going to have to
tell you what up. I'm still like $40 up because that was only a $10 bet.
Okay.
But it's just that whole like, oh, damn, why did I bring it up? Thanks, but no thanks.
Carol Baskin, she just got Joe Exotic's zoo.
That's not how the song goes.
Well, in the series Tiger King,
yeah.
What happens is he actually starts using her name to trade and makes a lot of money out of it.
Spoiler.
So she's not going to watch it. If you haven't watched Tiger King by now.
I know. I might not watch it, but other people might.
So he's now in jail for trying to kill her, and she had a lawsuit against him because he owed her $1 million because he was trading under her name. And so he moved the zoo into his parents' name. And just yesterday, the courts finally announced that because he owes her $1 million, he fraudulently put the zoo into his parents' name and he has to give her the money. So Carol Baskin now owns Joe Exotic's zoo as well as her big cat rescue.
But hers is a rescue, isn't it?
That's right. And that's where it all comes into play, doesn't it, everybody?
Rescue them?
Killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed them to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Is that Joe Exotic sing that?
No.
Nah, it's
a But he
dude.
Did sing a song, didn't he?
He sang a song about a tiger.
Yeah.
I saw
Who did
a
sing
tiger.
A song about Carol Baskin?
Just someone on TikTok. But my thanks, but no thanks is to Carol Baskin. Mm. We're coming for you.
Did a grocery shop yesterday. Going back to the car with my shopping. Saw a friend. I was like, hey. Went into the car space where my car was, and my car was gone. I was like, did I not lock it? Oh, my God. Someone has stolen my car. Mate was like, you're right. So this is where I left my car. And he said, oh, crap. I said, I know. And I walked two spaces down. There was my car. Which wouldn't have been as bad if there wasn't someone to witness my stupidity. You know, you've all done it where you go back to where you think your car is and it's not, you just keep on walking off on it.
Well, think of the turmoil he was in. He really wanted to leave, but because he knew, yeah, he had to be like, oh, I better linger for a bit, pretend like I care.
A police report with him. I got to take him a lift down there.
He cared. Oh, he's going to want a lift.
He cared.
Spewing.
I have to put my groceries in his car. I have to take his groceries out. No thanks, but no thanks.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Your attitude stinks today, mate. You pull your head in, all right? Hey, that's the podcast, everyone. Have a great time.
Are you going to turn the car around and we'll all go home?
Mate, I won't turn it around. I'll stop it and kick you on the footpath. You can walk home. And I'll take your kids, your siblings to Macca's, and we'll all come home with Happy Meals and eat them in front of you.
I never wanted you to have me anyway.
Ditto.
Is LMFAO still around?
All Daddy
no,
wanted.
No, they had a bit of a controversy.
Yeah, but did they ever go back?
Red Foo, I think, was... Oh, I don't want to say
it. Bad
legal
boy.
Issues. Yeah, something happened with him. But no, I don't think they've been around.
I think they were one of those bands that was really only big here. Like, if you went to America... Wasn't he on The Voice? Wasn't he a judge on The Voice?
X Factor.
X Factor.
Yeah, popped up on The X Factor for a little while. So.
I sang that song with him on stage.
You did... Yeah, you did a whole...
That was at the pop-up show, well. Wasn't it?
Yeah, you were there. Yeah.
Yeah, to Brisbane. Wasn't it? And then you shot a whole film clip to it and everything.
With a big fuzzy afro.
Yes. Okay, see you guys. Bye.
Bye.